I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Boy, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Bill Cosby is a former Democrat and the founder of Americans Against Antisemitism, and he joins me now. Dove, good morning to you. Incredible time for President Biden to be making this keynote address on antisemitism today. What would you like to hear from the president?
Well, I don't think I'm going to hear anything that I want to hear. The president is busy appeasement 2024, undermining Israel, holding Israel back, playing games, people in his administration, undermining the prime minister of Israel. The job could have been finished with the terrorists of Hamas, the Nazis of 2024. And the Biden administration is busy dealing with its election in November. That's what this is all about. It's not about principle. It's not about doing the right thing. Whatever comes out of the White House in terms of anti-Semitism, it's just not to be believed and not real, and I don't accept it. I do not trust Biden. I do not trust his administration. He is busy placating the radicals in the Democratic Party like AOC, Tlaib, Omar, and the list goes on and on. That's what this is all about. It's about the betrayal of the Biden administration of the people of Israel.
Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. 'Cause I don't need boxes wrapped in strings and designer love and empty things. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. So
Goo Goo Dolls, Better Days. Yes, tonight's the night the world begins again. My dear friend Dove hiking there with my friend Callie Shimkus, courtesy of Fox News. Dove and his beautiful wife, Shani, I love her too, about to honor me and Danielle coming up on June, well, it's either the 4th or the 14th. I forget, doesn't matter, because as we get closer, we'll give you all those details. A very exciting night coming up with the Hikens. But there was Dove. I'm very proud of Dove hiking. You know, he was a Democrat his whole life, and only recently did he switch to a Republican. He actually made the switch like Tulsi Gabbard did, and he is calling out Biden and all these other Democrats for what they are. Now, I haven't heard Shani yet. I'm waiting for Shani to tell me I was right about Donald Trump. We'll get to that later. But at least I'll take the calling out of Biden at this point. He's one of my dearest friends. I call him the king of all Jews, the great Dove Hyken. Good morning, Dove.
Sid, it's great to be with you. And it is the 4th of June. And I'm looking at a picture of you and your beautiful wife, Danielle. And very, very excited. And people are excited again. Recognizing what you and Danielle's, that's your partner, and she's there with you as you do what you do, being a proud Jew, unafraid, tough, strong, and I got to tell you, Sid, and again, wherever I go, part of that conversation is always about, oh, Sid, I hear you on Sid. He's amazing. He's unreal. There's no one like him. And it's true. There, during these difficult times, I mean, most Americans support Israel, no question. But there are very few leaders, the ones in the front, not the ones checking to see the, you know, the way the wind is blowing, doing the right thing. And Sid, you've been that way all your life. And now during one of the most difficult times for the people of Israel, for the Jewish people and people who love, who understand our great democracy in the Middle East, Israel, you've been in the front lines. You've been there, not afraid. And God bless you.
Well, I learned from the best. You know, people talk about my radio acumen and working alongside on and off with Don Imus for 18 years and Stern and Mike and the Mad Dog. I mean, I was basically growing up around legends in this business. So I give those guys a lot of credit. And in what you're talking about right now, I give you the credit because there I was outside the New York Times building years and years ago when they ran that awful cartoon with Netanyahu and Trump. There I was outside the public library another day where the Jewish people, this is way before October the 7th, where the Jewish people were being victimized, and there you were at the very forefront. You've been doing this for 50, 60 years. You've been arrested. You've been out there as a true warrior for the Jewish people. So all these nice things you're saying about me, I love it, and thank you very much. But the truth is, you're the guy. You're the one I learned from the best, Dov Hykind. I learned from you.
Thank you, Sid. You're very, very kind. But the Biden administration, the president talking about Holocaust remembrance, how he feels our pain. He feels our pain. And while he's feeling our pain, he's holding up shipments of arms to Israel, treating our ally like some school child. We gotta be careful with Israel. They may misuse the arms that we're sending them. How disgraceful, how embarrassing. I mean, this is literally has just about never happened before. And during a war that is going on, I mean, war is not pretty, Sid. You know that. In war, things happen. Innocent people die. That is, you know, that's what war is, especially when your enemy hides behind civilians. And for the United States to be holding up shipments of certain arms to Israel, for Biden to talk about he feels my pain, well, I do not trust him. Words are cheap. Action speaks much louder. And unfortunately, it's all about November. It's not about principles. It's not about doing the right thing. Because if he was going to do the right thing, he would permit Israel to destroy Hamas now, yesterday. This war could have been over with and finished. There wouldn't have been any demonstrations on college campuses because the war would have been finished. Instead, it's being prolonged. And I blame Biden for that. Him personally, he is responsible.
Oh, I agree. And you know that no one has been tougher on Biden than me. I mean, from the very beginning, the first day it came on the air, Monday, October the 9th, you know this, Dov, I said, hold on a second, because a lot of Jewish people, a lot of your friends, were telling me that Joe Biden is pro-Israel. I said, wait a second. He's been involved now in two administrations, dating back to his days with Obama, that are trying to make friends with Iran. You cannot be pro-Israel and be pro-Iran at the same time. So he's always been no good. Even Menachem Begin couldn't stand Joe Biden. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. So now that he's doing this and not delivering arms to Israel, you know, I spoke to Caroline Glick the other day at JNS in Jerusalem, and I said, hey, how big of an issue is this? In other words, Israel is fighting a war in the south, in Rafah. They're still holding up all that rocket fire from Hezbollah in the north from Lebanon. They're still fighting, which very few people know, in Judea and Samaria every day. That's a lot going on in a country the size of New Jersey. Can they do this without the help of the United States? And she said to me, and I quote, we'll manage.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Right. Sid, there's no choice. If you want to survive, you will manage and you will do what you need to do. And that's what the Prime Minister of Israel will do. But it's not a pleasant thing to watch Biden really betray Israel. I don't use those words lightly. I mean, this is a betrayal. You know, he can say how he feels our pain, Sid. He feels your pain, Sid, and my pain, and the Jewish people. He understands October 7th, but it is the actions of his administration. It is what it took him a freaking 2 weeks to speak out about what's going on college campuses.
Forget about speaking out.
Wait,
forget about speaking out, Dorb. I can tell you that on the first day of Pesach, that Monday morning, where was I? I was at Columbia University alongside Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito, Rockland County Congressman Mike Lawler, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, actor Michael Rappaport. That Monday morning, the first day of Pesach, I was at Columbia. The President of the United States has not gone to not one of these campuses. And by the way, the mayor of New York City, for all of his Jewish talk, he never went to Columbia once either, not once. So all these Democrats that cry and, oh, my God, I love the Jews, they're all full of it. Because like you said, their actions don't say it. Trump's actions, that said it. These guys, I don't see it.
Yeah. You know, it sort of reminds me, Sid, of during the Holocaust with Franklin D. Roosevelt. Jews loved Roosevelt more than any other president. They just adored him, all Jews. Well, now we know the history and how he betrayed the Jewish people. And he talked the talk. He talked about how much he cared. He met, you know, you bring the Jewish leaders to the White House, they kiss and they hug. And you know what? While Jews are being murdered, while Jews die, while the Holocaust was going on and the Roosevelt administration was doing everything possible to close the doors of America to Jews who were fleeing for their life, not doing anything to help during the Holocaust. Right now, Biden, you know, words, you know, sweet words, nice words, and you have all those Jewish leaders, you know, invited to the White House. Either I would not have gone, but if I would have been there, I would have confronted the President of the United States to his face that what he is saying is just not true.
Right, like I did at the State of the Union when he actually quoted the Hamas Health Ministry as a credible source of 30,000 deaths, which is complete nonsense. And I'll tell you one more story, Dove. I got a message the other day from a lady in New Jersey, and she's really upset. She's hysterical. This was Sunday. She said, you know, I can't go to my shul anymore because my rabbi in a very nice town in New Jersey, my rabbi hates Donald Trump. He loves Joe Biden, and all his sermons talk about Biden. In fact, in his last sermon, the rabbi said, and I quote, I would vote for Biden on a ventilator before I'd vote for the other guy. The other guy who, by the way, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, recognized the Golan Heights as a part of Israel, stopped sending Palestinians and Hamas cash, did the Abraham Accords, that guy. So I said to the lady, I said, don't go back. So I contacted my first cousin, Norm Coleman, yesterday. He's in Israel. He's on his way to Dubai. And I said, listen, he heads the RJC. You know what that is, Republican Jewish Coalition. Yeah. I said, I want you to find all these shuls in New York and New Jersey, all of them, that have these liberal rabbis that are pumping up Biden and saying bad things about Trump. And I want to speak at every one of these shuls to the Jewish congregation and explain to them why they're being duped and they're being idiots when it comes to these elections. And right now, the RJC is working on that because, Dove, we need to get the word out. Sometimes our own people are our worst enemy. They keep voting Democrat. They're killing us.
Sid, I truly believe there's going to be a change. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be a majority of Jews, but I think we will see that in this next election, in November, that more Jews will vote for the Republican. They will not be there for Joe Biden. Look, there's a Reform rabbi from the Stephen Weiss Synagogue just recently, shocking, the Stephen Weiss Synagogue, who spoke to his congregation on a Friday night, telling them, expressing similar sentiment that you and I are expressing right now. This was the rabbi of the Stephen Weiss Synagogue, talking, saying that the Biden administration is worried about Michigan. Well, they should start worrying about us. That was an amazing thing. And more people out there, we'll see. And there's a lot of work to be done. I tell people, look, whatever reservation you may have about Trump, you have no choice but to vote for him. There is no choice. If you care about the well-being of the Jewish people and the state of Israel, then you have no choice. There is no, you don't have to think about it. As you said, and I have said, there, Trump was the best president for Israel ever. By the way, no one is in second place. That's how good he was, based on his record. Record, remember, forget about words. Record. What did he do? What did he not do? He was absolutely amazing. And now you have the Biden administration and all the leftists and crazies, members of Congress, openly saying the most horrible things about Israel, members of the Senate from the Democratic Party. So I say to Democrats, I'm speaking to Democrats out there, you you don't want to become a Republican. That's fine. That's your business. But in 2024, you have to send a powerful message that the Democratic Party of today is not the party you signed up for.
That's a perfect way to end this. You're exactly right. In fact, they're the party of anti-Semitism and hate. You, Dove Hikind, are a living legend, and I love you. And Danielle and I are both very excited about June the 4th and spending that day with you and Shani. And once again, thank you for honoring us. I have no idea why, if you and I are in the same house, you'd be honoring me and not you. But,
oh, come on.
But I love you.
Come on.
I mean it.
Please, come on. This is for Israel, for Jerusalem. And you are the star. And it's you. What you've done, and you've been an example to people. You have to understand it's not just about what you're doing and the example that you are to your kids and to your family. It's that you're turning other people on. People are using you as an example, the ultimate example of someone who loves the state of Israel, the people of Israel. If you love the people of Israel, then you act like Sid Rosenberg.
Dove Hikind, I love you. Thank you so much. What a great appearance. Really, thank you. We'll do it again
very
soon.
All
right, my man Dove Hikind.